I helped murder families in Colombia.
It was just innocent fun.
I helped kidnap people's dads.
Hey, some harmless fun.
I help kids learn how to kill.
I was just having some fun, you know.
This ad featuring young actors portraying drug users closes with a message from a narrator who says, drug money helps support terror. Buy drugs, and you could be supporting it too. The ad's reference to the ongoing war in Colombia troubles Milwaukee human rights activist Joyce Alwanger. She traveled to Colombia last spring with a Witness for Peace campaign to document human rights abuses by paramilitary and guerrilla groups that have been fighting for decades there. She says while the drug trade does help finance the war, U.S. military aid is also contributing to the violence.
If you want to talk about innocent people, those gunboats and those military helicopters and the equipment we've sent are involved in destroying the lives of innocent people, displacing people from land that's theirs and that other people want and that we have an interest in because it's rich in minerals and oil.
Alwanger says the hidden agenda in the new anti-drug ad is to justify U.S. military aid to Colombia. She'd rather see the millions of dollars used for the media campaign funneled instead into drug treatment programs. UW-Madison senior Rob Spencer agrees with that approach. He sits on the board of the National Group Students for a Sensible Drug Policy.
They're blaming, the consumer or the addict for what has been our own government's failure for their eradication policies. They're just scapegoating people who have a health problem and illness.
But Claude Gilmore of the Alliance for Wisconsin Youth likes the new ads. His group has helped produce other anti-drug media campaigns. He says while all teens may not grasp the geopolitics of the drug war, he believes they will understand the link between drug money and terrorists.
What they can't make a connection about is that, look, the people involved in drugs are not always necessarily nice folks, and that therefore they have to be careful about who they associate with, and that using these drugs will help destroy their future more so than anything else. That seems to be the message that the kids are telling us.
Gilmore says it's too early to tell how effective the new ads will be, but he's confident they'll help at least some kids decide against using illegal drugs. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.